doesn't this story take your breath away? It just grabs you. I like how someone put it. Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. As always, it's so good to be with you, particularly during this time of the year when we begin to take our own journey into the city of Jerusalem. And as we begin this final descent, please give me 4 minutes to review what's going to happen in the next week. And here's why. My desire is that even now, these understanding the path we will walk, it will help us to remain hope-filled and not become faint as we open ourselves up to the passion of our Lord. Holy Thursday makes real the Last Supper. And following the example of the Lord, I will wash the feet of people in order to remind everyone who is present here what we heard in the gospel, that we are called to serve and not to be served. And during the presentation of the gifts, the holy oils that have been blessed by Archbishop Kurtz just 2 days prior will be presented to this parish and all the parishes for the purposes of healing and consecration. And then we will recall, most importantly, that it was on this night that Jesus instituted the Eucharist and the priesthood that brings us the Eucharist. On Good Friday, we will experience without a shadow of a doubt the most redeeming and love-filled event that has ever taken place. And that event is Jesus' death on a cross. It is by far a very moving liturgy. It is where the passion story is read, and then everyone in attendance is invited to come forward and venerate the cross with a bow, a kiss, or a touch. And then after the sun sets on Holy Saturday, we begin what is called the Great Easter Vigil. First of all, the Easter candle, the Easter fire, is lit outside. And then with everyone gathered around, the Paschal candle, the community candle, is lit. And then from there, every person will light their own candle. It's the most beautiful imagery because it's dark. And when we all gather together in here, you see hundreds of points of light showing us to be the light of Christ in the world. And then we will recount the history of salvation, beginning with the book of Genesis. And once the baptismal water is blessed, we too shall be blessed. And then those coming into the church will receive communion for the first time. On Easter Sunday, we finally reach our destination of the empty tomb, and we celebrate the magnificent resurrection of Jesus. Christ is victorious over everything which holds us down in this life. So this is the journey that lay ahead for us in the next week. So Jesus asks you, will you walk with me? Well, yes, Lord, I will walk with you in your time of greatest suffering and victory. I love you. And a second time, Jesus says, will you walk with me? Yes, Lord, I will walk with you. And it is through acts of prayer and devotion and reconciliation that I have made myself ready over these last 40 days in order to make this journey with you. I love you. Will you walk with me, Jesus asks a third time. Lord, you know everything. To not show up at this time of Lenten preparation would make no sense at all. That's what I've spent the last 40 days preparing to do. You know, Lord, that I love you and will be there for you as you have always been there for me. I'd like to leave you with two thoughts for reflection. With great anticipation and expectation, do whatever it takes to be here Thursday through Sunday. Now, you will be tired. I'll tell you that right up front. But it's what's called a good tired. It's a good tired. And the second thing is this. Consider inviting someone to attend these wonderful masses with you. Have you invited someone yet? Who's on your list? Let's make sure that, as Jesus says in another place in the gospel, that the Father's house is full so that as a community of believers in Christ, we can celebrate together all that God is doing in our world. God bless you.